Alright, welcome to Realm of the Historics. Naked, I came into this world. Before I go naked, I went into State House. Okay, so Job is saying, naked I came from my mother's womb, naked I will return to the dust of the earth. But the young man in Namibia said, nope, naked I came out of my mother's womb, naked I went into State House. Alright, today is one of the toughest day of my life. Because today we are going to tap into the untappable. To speak the unspeakable. And to analyze the analyzable. Because there are a lot of lines that we need to analyze. But before I take that risk, I want to be comforted by Sipo Gumede. Realm of the Historics, it is indeed your favorite show, but today please forgive me because I'm going to tap into the untappable, speak the unspeakable, analyze the analyzable, think the unthinkables. Today's today. Fasten your seating belts.
In bed nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinter nuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. As jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imbed te geniet, kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imbed bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imbed, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan. Thank you.
All right, Sifa Gumede. You see, I need the time to think twice. Whether or not I'm able to speak this, the unspeakable. And think the unthinkable. And whether I'm able to analyze the analyzable. Because the State House story, in as much as it is sensitive, it needs to be properly demystified. We know the sensitivity of the matter because apparently investigations are still going. I mean, are still ongoing. I don't know what investigations are. They are still investigating. They are still finding out who, how, where, when, why, what, which. That is a police for you. Namibian police. There are still investigations in the matter. Okay? But the investigation that led to the dismissal of the Inspector General. Now, naked, I came out of my mother's womb, naked I went into State House, and then naked I will go out of this world. Guys, do you know how difficult, I'm not a comedian by nature, I wish Helmut was here. I'm not a comedian and I'm not even trying to turn this show into a comedy because this is very serious. Imagine the Americans hearing that somebody naked went into State House. If it was in Zambia, that was going to be a witchcraft case opened against the family of the person in question. Because it seems that the Zambian government have mechanisms. The Zambian government has mechanism to try witchcraft. Because two people were arrested last year for being found guilty. They were arrested. Apparently they were suspected of bewitching the president. Hiya. So you can be arrested in Zambia and as a suspect of witchcraft against the state. Hey, is it Zambia? Zambia, I think Malawi. If it is not Malawi, it's another country. They also have the same laws. How they try that, nobody knows. So, I want to invite you to be part of this conversation. Because we are going to investigate. And what we are going to investigate here is not, I want to put a disclaimer. These are not facts. Okay? These are not facts. These are what is called, we are taking all these things from what we call the court of public opinion. How are the Namibians, interpreting the State House issue? I know that it is dying down. Some people believe in release the song. And I'm a musician too. I'm a music producer. I was in my studio yesterday trying to do, but I was afraid. Because my own song was not going to be, you know, only entertainment. So that's why I refrained from making a song. But I was having nice lyrics and nice melody, you know, with a nice beat. But I say, hey, I don't have a lawyer. But this is an interpretation from the court of public opinion. The court of public opinion says, how did the man find himself at State House? In fact, inside. Which means he breached all security layers were breached. And some people are even saying he was even cooking chicken, according to the Namibian Sun. Whether what they have written was comedy or news, we don't know. But they are saying the guy was even cooking, making some chicken. So how did he pass? I think we are focused on we are asking ourselves a wrong question. I think the answer is in the dismissal of the Inspector General. Okay? The answer as to how, as to where, as to when, as to what, as to which, as to which, as to who, and as to how, is in the dismissal of the Inspector General. The Inspector General's dismissal is louder than whatever investigations that are being conducted by the police. In fact, it's an answer. It's part of the findings. So the dismissal of the Inspector General is telling it all. I don't think you guys need a lot of explanations as to what happened. You don't need a lot of explanation as to how, as to where, as to when, as to who, as to which, and as to why, and as to what. You don't need that. Well, maybe you need it, but before you need it, you need to look at the dismissal of the Inspector General, because that to me speaks more volume than any other findings. Even if we say he climbed the fence or he went into the building through the permeable membrane or through osmosis, whether he went through covalent bonding or metallic bonding or, you know, nobody knows. Whether he turned into an electron or a neutron or a proton. The whole answer lies in the dismissal, the decision to dismiss the Inspector General. That one is more powerful than any other findings. Because that one answers all the questions. I don't know why Court of Public Opinion cannot see this. And I decided to make the show more softer so that when we talk, we have music to regurgitate what we say. So, and this is the only day where we are allowed to play music, so I'm not going to take it lightly. But before we go on any music break, what do you need? If we are investigating this issue, we will find out how. Okay, we will say, okay, where is the person coming from? Who is the person? The person is apparently a mentally ill person. Okay? It's a mentally ill person. So that is who the person is. And then that of course goes into how old the person is, what his name is, and so forth, which I'm not interested in. Now, where is the person coming from? It is part of the investigation. Then how did this person penetrate in the house? They will say, pending investigation. Who found him inside? Who found him inside? Again, pending investigation. Pending police investigation. Police investigations continues. That's what the police investigations continue. That is what we are going to hear tomorrow in the police report. And this is part of them. Many police investigations that continue. Before I talk about the untalkable, and before I speak about the unspoken, the unspeakable, before we analyze the unanalyzable, and before we think about the unthinkable, let's continue with this music. Thank you.
Levitate Festival, Massachusetts. Good morning. We've come all the way from Jamaica. We bring you the second son of legend, Bob Marley. We're gonna play some old and some new just for you. This man is a singer, a songwriter, a producer. He's the general in Jeremy Levitate. Please welcome Steven!
We continue. And 2 minutes to two, and we are here. Now, there are three scenarios in the court of public opinion. Three scenarios that we are hearing in the court of public opinion. You know, and it's a court of public opinion, but I call it a court of public gossip. That's number one part of but let me rebaptize court of public opinion. I think it's supposed to be court of public analysis. Okay. So what? Some people say court of public gossip. Some people say court of public opinion.
Care that helps you care for others. That's the basic mental health first aid course, free for NHP members. You'll learn how to spot early signs of mental or emotional distress in friends, family, or colleagues, and how to guide them to the right support before small struggles become bigger problems. Learn more and register for free at nhp.com.na. T's and C's apply. NHP, rooted in care for you.
Your health, your life, your peace of mind. NHP, we're about you.
Some people say it's a public of it's a court of public gossip. Some people are saying it's public. It's a court of public opinion, and I will say it's a public. It's a court of public investigation and public analysis. Court of public discourse. Whatever, however you are looking at it, there are three scenarios that. Or three angles from which this case has to be looked at. So, number one scenario, the person really went into State House, whether it is premeditated or simply because the person is mentally ill. And a mentally ill person can do all that. There's no doubt about that one. So there's no doubt about that one. But so he found a way to go in and he was not detected. So I'm going to focus on. Okay, second scenario, the person was detected, but you know how the state functions. Maybe people on top of the security cluster. You know, maybe they have beefs within themselves. There is an implosion within a security cluster. So somebody uses this opportunity to cause an implosion within the security cluster. That's number two. Number three, maybe, because some people, this is what other people are saying. Okay, the number second is mine. But the third one is what some people are trying to speculate. They're saying maybe the president wanted the lady on top of the helm, at the helm of the police. So some people are saying that maybe the naked man is used as the cross upon which the former inspector general, Joseph Shikongo, could be crucified. So some people are saying maybe the naked man is just a cross, or maybe it's just the nails with which the inspector general is crucified. You know how tough it is to use public opinion to investigate real issues. Because public opinion is not real. In as much as it portrays itself as a real conversation, it's not real. Because number one, those people that are on those public platforms are not there appearing with their own names. Sometimes they are not using their own profiles for reasons better known by themselves. So you can't call that a real conversation. But be it as it may, we are trying to find the meaning. You know, we like to talk about Iran, Iraq, Syria, and all that, what is going on, whether you are on the side of America, you're on the side. Let's talk about State House. Namibia's most prominent area. If you don't know what a prominent area is, Namibia's most important and most secured, most protected area, breached by an unarmed, naked civilian. How on earth was that possible? How on earth was that possible for Namibia's most fortified area? Namibia's most guarded area. Where were the guards? How did the naked man find himself inside State House without any, you know, resistance from the security personnel? And then the question comes to say, what happens to those security personnel? Because now we only hear about the dismissal of the inspector general. What about the people on guard? Those that were on command. Where, what are they going to be done? What is going to be done to them? Well, there are two things involved here. If, because the police is saying they are not going to say anything, they are not going to release any footage because this, pending investigation. So was the inspector general directly in duty at State House, or is he the commanding officer? So were the guard, were the security personnel on duty? Was the security personnel on duty? Was it on TikTok? Looking at TikTok videos while the naked man was passing. How did he pass through? Because look, if I stand up now and I decide to go to State House now, that is when I miss to be manhandled and to be kicked. If you want to know what to be manhandled is Ask Jemima. Just because she stood up and was walking and she was talking while the president said no more questions, and she was taken. And that force that was used to take Jemima out, or the same force that was used to get Haini Saibab out of parliament and even tear his jacket that his grandmother bought for him. You see that even Bernardo Swartboy did not even resist, because those guys, they took Bernardo Swartboy like taking bread from the shelf. That's how powerful those guys are. If they can get Haini Saibab and Bernardo Swartboy, those guys were taken like bread. You know, they were handled like bread. Jemima was even worse. She was even taken like somebody taking a fat cake on a, you know, out of the bowl. Simple, take one. But what happened to the naked man? Because it was the other thing to hear that the naked man was injured by security personnel at the gates of State House. That was going to be heroic from their side. But this is an intercontinental blunder. This is an intercontinental blunder. You know, when Jemima was handled there, they were saying, no, we were saying that it was a violation of media freedom, press freedom. The president is becoming a dictator. Okay, guys, let's go for a short musical break, because I'm dying in here. So the president was becoming a dictator because Jemima was manhandled there. In fact, it was not even a manhandle. It was a womanhandle. Jemima was womanhandled. The manhandling took place in parliament. When Haini's jacket was torn, it was even torn like somebody tearing those soft plastics where they keep bread. Maybe it was even torn by one nail. Chi, it was torn between. Just somebody's jacket, you know, bought for him by the grandmother. By the way, he was taken like somebody taking a piece of meat out of the pot. Chi, outside. But a naked man penetrates all that. A naked man penetrates all that and get inside. According to the Namibian Sun, finding one of the bribe packs there, whether it is a real good chicken or maybe chicken from Brazil, nobody knows, but he's starting to cook it. This person was more free. And where is the surveillance system? The CCTV, or, you know, their footages will not be released because the police is still going on with the investigation. Investigating what? Investigating what? So the same police, there was a shooting almost a month ago, 2 months ago, where the police were shooting them. They were trying to stop a car that robbed somewhere. They chased each other and the police were shooting and they ran out of bullets. The police car hit in the Chinese wall. The Chinese embassy wall. You know that story? Yeah. When it comes to you see, police in Namibia are like prophets. they like fantasy. When it comes to fantasy, they are good at it. But when it comes to real drama, they do intercontinental blunder. So when it comes to real drama, when it is a real showdown, it always results in a, if it is not a police car that hit a pole somewhere, it's a police car that is going to hit a wall. And then those robbers, they run, you know, they are up to now, they are still on the run. And up to now, police investigations continue as usual. You see, if you go to, if you go to a church of a prophet, he sees the onion in your fridge. But the prophet cannot tell the government to say, okay, the people that are missing are way. Please, the people that are missing are way. That will not be told by the prophets, but they can see onions in the fridge. When it comes to fantasy, police and prophets, same WhatsApp groups.
So long for a miracle to come. Everyone told me to
top scores. Yes, marathon savings at USave. Rexona Shield Roll-On Deodorant, $22.99 million. 8 Caris sanitary pads, just $6.99 million. 500 milli Nuden Pine Gel Surface Cleaner, $24.99 million. 2 kilo bag Surf Hand Washing Powder, only $49.99 million. And Dry Naps Premium Disposable Nappies, just $139.99 million. Hurry to your favorite USave.
Shatter the walls. cha-na-na.
Say my name, say my name.
If no one is around you, say, baby, I love you. You ain't running game.
Say my name, say my name.
You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby. Why the...
Dog cha-na-na.
Say my name, say my name.
If no one is around you, say, baby, I love you. You ain't running game.
Say my name, say my name.
You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby. Why the sudden change?
Say my name, say my name.
If no one is around you, say, baby, I love you. If you ain't running game.
Say my name, say my name.
You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby. Better say my name.
Other day, I will call. You would say, baby, how's your day? But today, it ain't the same. Every other word is a huh, yeah, okay. Could it be that you are at the crib with another lady? If you took it there, first of all, let me say, I am not the one to sit around and be played. So prove yourself to me. I'm a girl that you claim. Why don't you say the things that you said to me yesterday?
I know you said that I was doing things.
Something's going down, that's the way it seems. Believe that you are at home by yourself. When I just heard the voice, heard the voice of someone else. Just this question, why do you feel you got a lie? Getting caught up in your game when you cannot say my name.
I know you say that I was doing things.
Something's going down, that's the way it seems.
Shouldn't be the reason why you're acting strange.
If nobody's holding you back from me,
I know how you used to do.
When you're saying everything to me, don't you?
Say my name,
say my name.
Baby, I love you.
lah koji yo mire anjiri ni mambopom yo mire anjiri jam tu ya glot kau su yo ya eso no ya karile Sapona la ya onjigen who wants to do that be ya onde jiriminya nyakande nyakba ya me am yer madet tame ya ya ta gunai fe ya ya bagul di yer madet ya 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 ka divide
All right, we continue. Now, let's look at the scenario, the scenarios, because we are now talking about fantasy versus reality. The police failing, you know, to catch the people, and they were firing, they ran out of cartilage. So, and the police car bumped into the Chinese embassy wall. So, and you see, when I think about this state house issue, sometimes I have mixed, sometimes the other side of me is really remorseful. And the other side of me is amazed beyond measure. The other side of me is embarrassed. And now I'm talking about me, not as a radio personnel. I mean, a radio personality. But I'm talking about me as a citizen of Namibia, land of the brave. The brave in what? So Namibia is a land of the brave in excuse me. Land of the brave in what? See, if you want to see Namibian people's bravery, just go on social media. That's where they are brave there. And they talk about all great things. And we don't have practical power. When it comes to power to practice, we are not there. So the police will tell you, investigations continues. Investigations continue. Investigations continue. Of course, there are multiple cases where the police have been successful. Let's not forget about that. So let's not crucify the police, because they have multiple cases that they have been successful, where they have been successful. But the police have also gone through a lot of blunder and a lot of blunderful experience. And one of the major intercontinental blunder was what happened last week. Now, if something happens and it results to the dismissal of a high-ranking police official, you need to know that that blunder is intercontinental. It is a universal blunder. Global one. It's a global mess. I mean, it's a global embarrassment. That's how heavy it is. That it will result, the only collateral available to pay for this. you people are not listening. You are not following. So the only collateral, the only payment for this is the Inspector General himself. He goes down. And he doesn't just go down. His name goes down. Guys, are you listening? So that is how global the embarrassment is. And the State House can try all it wants to do damage control. But this is not even damage control. This is what we call reconstruction. Efforts to reconstruct. Maybe renovation. They are trying to renovate the reputation of State House. Or not even State House. The whole security cluster is now an embarrassment. Not even in a public, in a court of public opinion anymore, but realistically, whoever was on duty the time when this incident took place. Now let's get into the bones of the situation. When we analyze this, I'm finding out. Let me put my head on the block for a while, so that we understand. When I am analyzing this, I'm finding out that there is a lot that we don't know, because it can never happen for somebody to even go into State House, even now. No one has ever even dared. You know, even the thieves. Go and get the best thief in Windhoek, the best robber, and tell him to say, "Let's go and rob State House." That person will cry and run away from you. Why? Because he knows that is suicide. He knows how suicidal that operation is. if you tell that person, let's go now and rob State House, before you finish, the person will start crying, even rolling on the floor or even running away from you, because you are asking that person to do the undoable or to done the undoneable. That's what you are asking that person to do. You are asking him to make a decision, a suicidal decision. Even English is afraid. You see, even the English language will be afraid. Whatever language that you are going to use talking to that person, even your own vocabulary will be discombobulated. So that's how that's how secured State House is. So people, don't even deceive yourself to believe that State House is not secured. That if a naked man can make it, which means I can also make it. My friend, try it. You will meet your maker immediately. If you are not going to meet your maker, you will meet Satan. One of the two. Immediately. So even if you get the Namibia's finest robber, and you tell him, let's go and rob at the state house, that person will cry and run away from you. Even the language that you are going to use speaking to that person will run away from you. That's how secured State House is. Or try to say you are going to Bank of Namibia to rob there. Huh? You want to meet your maker immediately. But having said all that, how did the naked man make it into State House? And if this issue is not serious, why is the inspector general dismissed? And I told you that the embarrassment that the State House is going through right now is not local. It's not a regional embarrassment. It is not even a national. It is not even a district embarrassment. No, it is not even a continental. This is a global embarrassment. Global. So, State House has gone through, in the history of State House, this is the first global embarrassment. This is the guys, look at the Inspector General just for a while. Just look at the Inspector General. He's a top official, chief of police. And he's gone down. Why? Because the embarrassment that State House is going through is global. Now, how did the person make it to State House? That is a question. And now there are two things involved here.
It's too late. You say you want me, and it's too late. Once my love for you was so great, but it's too late to love me now.
Place gold on my finger. You brought love like I've never known. You gave life to our children and to me a reason to go on. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled wind. You're my anchor in life's ocean. But most of all, you're my best friend. When I need hope and inspiration, you're always strong. When I'm tired and weak, I could search this whole world. You'd still be everything that I need. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. I'm gonna just listen to y'all.
When I'm hungry, Morning, bride or groom.
Groom.
This way. Morning.
Bride.
Morning.
Bride.
Morning. Morning. Bride.
All right, now it is either is a setup or a set down, because no one can explain how a naked man finds himself in state house. No one can explain that, right? Okay, now. Since there are spaces everyone will try to fill that spaces and those spaces until the police come up with a correct version, in which now the police is still finding out. You know, police investigations continues. That's a slogan of the police. And you cannot blame the police, because police are just a human being like you, like yourself. And these are not angels. These are police officers, brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, uncles, aunts. Now, police investigations continues, but the chief of the police is out. You see, the police investigations continues, but the chief of police is out. So, you know, the reason why I'm pausing, just observing some moment of silence. I'm not in observing a moment of silence in observation of whoever. I'm just trying to use, because look, if I can feel it from here. If I can feel it from here, then those that are in State House could even feel a better version of it. What happened in State House is Namibia's finest global embarrassment. Made in Namibia, that one. But don't worry. Don't worry, because Trump, who is the president of the most powerful nation in the world, apparently, survives assassination again and again. So don't worry. Namibia, you are a small country. And that's why America is even not saying anything. Trump will not even make a comment, because he understands. Trump only laughed at Emmanuel Macron, who found himself on the ground. The president of France finds himself on the ground, slapped by the wife. You know, he was trying to play with the wife, and the wife said, "My friend, I don't want. I'm not in the mood. Move." And he continues. He gets a slap. Bam! Ground. And Trump is trolling Macron. So Trump will not troll Namibia for a naked man finding himself in the State House, because he understands what it means to have a security breach, because he himself was crawling 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, he was crawling, looking for the best corner to hide for his life. So he understands. Now we go back. We come back to our spaces. Let's fill the space and see. It is either this was a setup or a set down, because somebody calculated this. It was a most calculated, you know, set up against the Inspector General. I'm not saying that is what happened. I'm saying, what if, you know, if security is intact of State House, how did the person find himself there naked? Naked, for that matter. Whether he was blessing the presidency or we don't know. So, how did he find himself naked in the State House? Well, that will remain a mystery. But the only thing that we know, the only person that paid for that was the Inspector General. Investigations continues, but the Inspector General is gone. Inspector General is out. So, whether this is this was if security was intact, then there is an implosion in the entire security structure, the entire police structure, and the person that did this is really genius, because he has managed to topple the Inspector General. He was able to topple the one of the most powerful men in the land. You know, those are the people, when they speak, everyone has to listen. But that person was able to topple that person by setting him down. This is not a setup. You know, this is not a setup. For me, this is a set down. Or maybe it's both. Set up and down. It is a set up and down. It's not just a setup. It's a set up and down. The police, the chief inspector, the inspector general went up and then went down for the setup. Now, I'm not saying it was a setup. I'm saying it was a setup. So I want you to understand me. I'm not saying it was a setup. I am saying it was a setup. So if you don't understand my language, and I told you at the beginning that this is more heavy to analyze. Naked, I came out of my mother's womb. Naked, I went into the presidential palace. Naked, I came out of my mother's womb, and naked, I went into the presidential palace. I'll open the line at 3. But I don't want you to come and just go around about. I want you to come in to help me understand what went on. But before you come in, let's listen to Abdul Ibrahim. Abdul Ibrahim.
This next song is a...
Oh, Funda uinga endu kumana kuiwa yoye. Oku pitira mirongo. Ko Sunshine Private College. Se, otuironge kitha. Oku kupa irongo. Pamfika hopo mpada. We say education first. O programa vetu oda kwa shilipare kwa ko NQA. No da registwa kwa Namibia Council for Higher Education. NCHE. Mashangitho ka guste yuma wafigali mirongo mpaina kamano. Oga paturuka. Kogoro rapiko sa tadirandora. Postgraduate Diploma in Education. Secondary. Onvura imwe o level 8. Bachelor of Education Honors in Junior Primary. Onvura dirine, level 8. Bachelor of Education Honors in Senior Primary. Onvura dirine, o level 8. Diploma in Early Childhood Development and Junior Primary Education. Onvura ndatu, level 6. Wetofuro kuilonga pamkaro kwa full time anenge wa distance. Nekwerewa wezo hapo. Tuzengira kumberewa noraka mano imu. Mbali mbali imu hetatu onora nontan. Nende kwa nkwaya mokap. Noraka hetatu imwe mbali hetatu hetatu. Ontano mbali ontano no hetatu. Sunshine Private College. Not just about teaching, it's about inspiring your future.
Thank you.
Right. So now, let's say there was a setup. Why? Well, it's a balloon popping up. You know, the implosion is like a balloon that pops up, bam. It's an implosion. So nobody from the court of public opinion can have factual basis. I mean, can really have the factuality of what really happened. But in the court of public opinion, the people are saying, what if he was set up, and who could set him up? Or who could set him down? No one knows. Because police investigations continue. Now, the setup, is it part of the police investigations? We cannot tell. Is the police investigation based on who set him up? We cannot feel. Like the Katima Mlilo Town Council officials. They are telling the Minister Sankwasa, Honorable Minister, we cannot feel. And then the Minister say, we cannot feel what? You see, the Katima Town Council went down. The Inspector General went down. Deputy Minister Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Mines went down. These 2 years are very serious. These 2 years are very serious. Very, very serious years. But I think if 2026 has to go down in history, the naked man's boldness must be borrowed by all ministries. All ministries must borrow the naked man's boldness and courage to find himself in State House. Now, 083-238-401, that's the number in studio. If you want to be part of the conversation, tell me what you think. Don't come and toss me to and fro here. Don't come and go around the bar. I want you to call in and go to the point. What happened here? Was it a setup? Was it a set down? Was it a set off? Was it a set on? Or was it a set in? Or was it a set out? Whatever it was, it brought in Namibia. It gave Namibia's most powerful. Okay. It brought whatever happened became Namibia's most powerful global embarrassment. Whatever happens, it gave Namibia's most powerful and global embarrassment. This is my last hour here, and I'm talking and singing for you. I am talking and singing for you. And, I'm looking for Jelima Ditankara. I'm looking for... This is the song that I was looking for in the beginning. Okay, this is one of the songs that you need to listen reading between the lines.
I do not owe to watch out.
Watch out.
Hungry lions are against us. Jah will keep telling I to watch out.
Watch out.
Hungry lions are against us. Jah will keep telling I to watch out.
Watch out.
Hungry lions are against us. Jah will keep telling I to watch out.
Watch out.
Well, hungry lions are against us.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, so when we are in this world, we need to know that we cannot entirely be complete. Yeah, somebody can set you up. I'm not saying anything, I'm saying anything. Because what shook me that day, I only saw it on Michael Amshelolo's page, and he was rejoicing. So, and I didn't want to go with it. Well, I didn't want to go by it until I saw it on news platforms. And then I woke up to the news that the Inspector General is being dismissed. Now, they use the softer language of suspension. But that's a dismissal. Because the impact that is left by a naked man invading state house is global. It's not a local impact. No, it's not a naked man entering the sports fields. Like Koryang Hab playground. No, it's a naked man entering state house. So in the land of the brave, anything is possible. So this is a man entering state house, the most respected, most venerable. Venerable. Most secured, most important area in the whole country. There is no area important than the state house. Because that's the residence of the first citizens. That's a residence of the commander-in-chief of the Namibian Defense Force. Now, the commander-in-chief of the Namibian Defense Force, the defense force that is defending all of us, the defense force that is able to defend all of us, the one that even went to Congo and dealt with Uwamba Diawamba to secure Kabila's rule. You know, the defense force that was sent around, Lesotho, Liberia, wherever. We are talking about a commander-in-chief of the same defense force that, you know, dealt with the Muyongo attempted secession, the Muyongo secessionist attempt in 1999. That's a defense force we are talking about. That is a defense force we are talking about. Armed forces, Namibian Armed Forces, the NAF. So, the commander-in-chief, people don't understand. The commander-in-chief of the Namibian Defense Force, her house, is invaded by an unarmed, naked man. Breaching all protocols. Sneaking in. Whether this is an organized-ish thing, well-calculated, police investigations continue. But the powerful thing is that the police investigation continue while the Inspector General, the Chief of Police, is out. You know, police investigations continue while the Chief of the Police is out. And The chief of the police pays as collateral. He is a collateral of this whole issue. And in fact, he weighs more. He weighs powerful enough to be collateral. Because we have not heard that, okay, the personnel in duty, on duty at that fateful day were identified and dismissed. Mm-mm. We are not hearing that. We only heard the man himself. The man that put Michael Amshelelo to flight. Because Michael Amshelelo himself could not go to State House without Michael Amshelelo will not even try that. If you tell Michael Amshelelo now to say, Michael Amshelelo, you need to go to State House, he will start crying. So that's how powerful, you know, State House is. But a naked man goes there. You know, a naked man goes there. And when he appears in court, he says, guys, don't waste time. Just tell me what to do. I'm already guilty. But ask all your activists. Gather them all together. Start with Michael Amshelelo. And put them all together in one place and say, guys, you need to go to State House. They will start crying. That's how powerful State House is. But a naked man makes it there. That's how global the embarrassment is. You see, that's how global the embarrassment is. It's a global embarrassment. Naked, I came out of my mother's womb. Naked, I went into State House. You see? Namibian Politics, Chapter 1, Verse 19. Or should we name it after the Inspector General, this chapter? Whatever, I don't know what version of the Bible that will be. Naked, I came out of my mother's womb. Naked, I went into State House. In fact, naked, I cooked chicken in State House. So, but the conclusion of the matter is that whatever it is that happened, it is a global embarrassment. Whatever it is that took place in State House is an embarrassment.
maito nde titini na Nengeti to ewa pangyo ande nde muto
Kuto ewa tate Uwa mwena fiku ito popila ni namne
So, and that is what happened this week. You know, that entire week from the 1st of May to the 8th of May yesterday, that week. That's what has been talked about in the entire nation from Katima to Alliance Fly. We've been talking about a naked man. And that naked man has gained popularity. That naked man has done what Michael Amshelelo in his full gear, dressed well, you know, could not do. Michael Amshelelo could not go to State House without being, you know, caught. He will be, they will manhandle him. So I'm going to find Michael Amshelen and I'm going to tell him, look, the naked man did what you cannot do. In your safari suit. You know, even if Michael Amshelen dresses the best, you know, in a safari suit, he cannot make it to State House, but it will take a naked man to get into State House, to even cook real chicken, real good chicken in State House. This is Namibia for you. So, whether that person was sneaked in, whether it was a cooked up incident, whether it was a well-organized, deliberate breach into security to bring a man to State House in order maybe to bring the chief of police down, nobody knows, but police investigations continues, but the chief of the police is out. So that is what we need to know. Police investigation continues, but the chief of police is out. And I want to tell you, if you are just joining us, that, you know, the police chief being out is louder than any investigation the police could make. You know, this is louder. It has more weight than whatever the police will discover in their investigation, whatever findings the police will come up with in their investigation will not weigh as you know, it will not weigh as heavier as the dismissal of the Inspector General. The dismissal of the Inspector General is more heavier. It weighs more heavier, and it holds. It has more value if you put it on a scale. We talk about value addition. Now let's do value addition a little bit. The dismissal of the police inspector. The Inspector General, and in fact the appointment of a new acting Inspector General, that is more powerful than any other finding that the police will come up with. And that is what makes everyone read between the lines and try to fill up the gaps and spaces to say, was this a deliberate setup? Because under normal circumstances, there is no way that a naked man can find himself inside the presidential house. Never. Not even in a country with the weakest security. That does not happen. Never. An armed, naked, innocent person to breach that security protocol and find himself with a piece of real good chicken inside there. That does not even happen in Chad. It will not even happen in Chad or Central African Republic. That will not happen. Because how will that person have passed all that? Huh? That person would have met their maker immediately. But anyway, he finds himself in State House.
Ciao.
Succeed. Namibia, Namibia.
So in the practical world that we live in, there is nothing called I'm innocent. Both the innocent and the guilty alike can be collateral. When the competition is more fierce between powers, it is the fittest that makes it to the top. And you need to be careful of what you are holding, because you will lose it without knowing if you are reckless with whatever you have. So, sadly enough, one of the most renowned men has gone down thanks to the naked man. Powerful men brought down by small, weak, innocent, naked men. That is the world we live in. There are a lot of Davids nowadays that are busy bringing down the Goliaths of this world. Whether that was a setup or a set down, whether that was a set in or a set out, whether that was a set off or a set on, the most powerful word of the week, Government chapter 1 verse 19. Naked I came out of my mother's womb, and naked I went in state house. This has been Realm of the Historics investigating the investigating powerful stuff. Let's meet again next week and have more conversation with different matters. I leave you into the powerful hands of course, Tateka Uluma with Omaeli. Whenever you hear that sound, means that we are landing. Naked, I came out of my mother's womb. Naked, I went into state house. Government chapter 1, verse 19.